Come in. Oh. Hello. Please, take a seat. I suppose you're going to inquire about your paper. You're confused by my grading. Well, I felt that your most recent paper was significantly weaker than your others this semester. The prompt was to examine Tolstoy's views on the socio-political makeup of Russia in the era that War and Peace is set, and your analysis was honestly subpar. You completely misinterpreted his insights into the parallels between the development of the three main characters and how that was affected by their being members of the aristocracy. I don't believe I've been overzealous with my critiques. I was under the impression that you cared more about this class. This is the second class I've had you in. You're a good student, and everything I've heard from your other professors supports that notion. This mediocre work indicates in no way what I, and I'm sure you, believe to be your true aptitude. I'm concerned what might happen if you continue on this trajectory. I know you need this class credit to major. You think I'm trying to sabotage you? Where are you going? What do you think you're going to accomplish by leaving? You think running away from the issue is going to solve the problem? I'm not like the other professors. Unlike them, I won't change your circumstances just because you shed a few tears. You're going to have to convince me some other way. How, you say? Oh, I think you know very well. Come here. Oh, don't play coy. I've seen how you look at me. How you think I don't notice you staring at me during classes. How you seem unable to focus around me. Look, you're already flushed. This seems all too deliberate to you. I simply believe that some form of intervention was in order. Perhaps some part of me was hoping that you would come here distraught, offer yourself to me, and beg me to change your grade. But I should have known better that I would have to coax it out of you. So yes, you could say I did plan this a little teensy bit. Now enough. I need to have those lips of yours. You like me pressing you into this door? Rocking my hips into you while I suck. And lick your neck. Pull that top over your head. I want to see those tits of yours. absolutely gorgeous. I need to taste them. Your nipples are getting so hard. You like the way I suck on them? And roll them gently between my teeth. Just teasing your clit through your jeans. Yes, baby. Moan for me. That's right. You want to be a dirty little slut for me? You want to be a slut for your professor, don't you? You want your professor to play with you until you come? Well, you happen to be in luck, because I want to fuck you over my desk. Get over there and bend over it. Now, unbutton your jeans. Pull them down over your ass. No. Slowly. Yes, that's right. And now the panties. Mmm. grass looks so lovely. It feels so plump and firm in my hands. I would love to spank your delectable ass, but we'll have to save that for another time. I'm going to just slip my hand down between your legs. My God, you are absolutely tripping. You are such a slut. Getting hot over the fact that your professor has you bent over her desk and is just about to fuck you. I need to have that clit in my mouth. I need to taste the delicious juices from your cunt. Spread your legs for me. That's good. That's a good little slut. Tastes amazing. You like the way I'm licking those pretty pink lips of yours? Tracing my way up to your swollen clit and sucking on it. Yes, slut. Moan for me. Mm. for me to fuck you with my fingers. Please? Please what? That's right. Please, Professor. Oh, slut, I am happy to oblige. Turn over. I want to see your face when I push my fingers into you. Pussy is just swallowing my fingers. How about we add a third one? Delicious noises, slut. You like the way I'm curling my fingers deep inside your cunt? Oh, yes. Yes. Take my fingers, you dirty slut. Yes, yes. Push your hips back on my fingers. Fuck back on my fingers, slut. You like my thumb rubbing on your clit? Will I fuck my fingers into your cunt? Of course you do. Take it. Take it. Are you getting close? Good. Because I want you to come all over my hands, baby girl. You understand? Yes, Professor. I do understand. All right, slut. Come for me. I want you to come for me. Come for me now. Oh, that's right. That's right, slut. Yes. Keep coming. Keep coming on my fingers. Keep coming. Oh, yes. Fuck. You came so hard. My hand is absolutely soaked with you. Now, since you've been such a good girl, I think I'm going to have to change the grade on that paper of yours. But on the condition that you visit my office more often for some more traditional tutoring, but also for some other activities. I have so many ideas for what I could do to you. You like the idea of that, don't you? You good little slut.